Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sans Pants Radio, what's the point of a K if we have a C?
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum with donut in her mouth.
Yeah, fair. We had donuts. And I finished mine, but I wish I hadn't because it was good. We microwaved them. Before we begin today, just like to give a birthday shout out to Kate Guilford.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday, Kate.
I hope you get an amazing cake.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Better than my donut.
Or a donut.
Huh?
Whatever. Don't worry. Carry on.
And today's business is...
Me? Am I doing it?
Yeah.
Why not? I thought you were starting, but I'll go.
Well, I was going to do mine, but then I realized I was introducing it. And that would sound weird if I was like, and my business is.
Yeah. And today's business is, Jack, you can do your own.
All right, so
you're doing it.
I'll do it. I've thrown it to you. You introduced me. It's happening.
And Jack, the business is.
So, something that I am consistently disappointed by whenever I go to one is
lunch.
No,
you don't go to one lunch. Do you?
I thought you said whenever I go to lunch.
It's had one thing that I'm consistently disappointed by. Whenever I go to it, are hedge mazes.
Wow. When have you ever gone to a hedge maze?
I've been to maybe three hedge mazes in my life.
And what's wrong with them?
Every time I go, they're easy to solve. Often the hedge is not anywhere near thick enough. I can see through. Underneath the hedges is always like a gap that I can get out of. The worst hedge maze I went to ever wasn't even a hedge maze. It was just wooden walls. And it was confusing.
Did they advertise it as a hedge maze?
They just called it a maze, but it was
so it's
rubbish.
Not a hedge maze. It's a maze.
And because it had no roof or anything and it was like a 40 degree day, it was hell. Because I got very sunburnt trying to find my way out.
Does the word amazing come from maze?
I must do.
Right. I'll just clear that up. So did you go to the you know, the
how many hedge mazes in the world are called the amazing maze?
It's got to be most of them. Yeah. What about you guys? Your experiences with hedge mazes, how have they been? Have you ever been to a hedge maze? I know you have.
We went to one with Graham, but I don't really remember it much.
What I remember about that is that you could easily crawl underneath a hedge.
Yes, you could look under and see the other path.
Yeah. And that's rubbish. And also, it wasn't about getting out. It was about finding the center. And in the center was a statue, and who cares?
So you want to be dropped in the center.
Well,
or like an underground tunnel. Out.
What my pitch is imagine a hedge maze that is maybe 2 acres big, maybe bigger, and it's kind of like a camp. So you're dropped in the middle, and you have to find your way out, but you might be there for days.
Oh, I love that.
And it's like a Triwizard Tournament Task 3.
Yes. A Triwizard Tournament for all.
Just a little point.
Yeah.
We've done a hedge maze a long time ago.
We did a hedge. I did a fitness maze. Is that what you mean?
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I think Ryder pitched a hedge maze at one point. It's a good well to come back to.
Yeah,
I've never pitched one.
I think you pitched a hedge maze. Or one of us pitched a hedge maze. Maybe even I pitched a
yours
hedge maze.
No, gym
the
one.
Fitness maze. I think I'm just going to get
I feel like there's another maze.
Well, what is it then?
I can't remember.
There's one maze. And this is
anyway, so this is so I guess a camp. I don't know, not really a school camp because you probably wouldn't want to put kids in there. Summer camp hedge maze.
You've got a duty of care issue if you lose a few of those.
I already want to change it so much.
Army camp. Army.
I already want
to. The military.
Straight away, I want to televise it.
Here we go.
I've had quite a few pictures recently that haven't become TV shows.
But this one's a winner for television.
All right. Well, how would you? How would you
All right. Yeah. This is what I'd do. So think Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So you got like 12 contestants. Mm-hmm. They start in the middle. Cameras in all of the little hedge mazes, and you can sponsor them.
Yeah.
You can send them like bread or something. Okay. Like, let's say you like someone. You're like, oh, I want him to get out first.
Yeah.
You can pay a lot of money, like $100,000. It's just for the high up people.
Oh, this is just a TV
or
show
like,
for the rich.
You know, a bunch of. Like, you know, let's say like 200 people can all chip in to buy
like a loaf of bread.
Yeah. And shit like that. Like
just a loaf of. So I pay $100,000
to send him bread or something.
Yeah.
Or send him some supplies. Like,
right.
And you know, so you, flint every, or something.
So let me get this right. Every contestant kind of starts with nothing.
Nothing.
And so their bank account has to build up and then the contestant decides what they will buy.
No.
No.
Okay. I really like the idea of them, instead of maybe people, they get corporate sponsors. So somebody gets like KFC. Great, another three-quarter chicken.
Sweet. What about this? Like at certain points in the maze, there's like a Perspec box with food in it or supplies in it. And you can, if they get enough money, which goes for charity, they can.
What do you mean charity?
Well, I don't know because. They're not going to allow that. That's just like
100,000 for the bread.
Yeah, like 100,000 for Channel 9 or something.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
But so you you've got to raise enough money, and then they will be able to either access or not access that food in the Perspex box.
How long would you have it run for? Because it's got to be a big. If we're televising this, it's got to be a big maze.
Yes,
a big maze, and I think until someone wins.
Right, and how do you win? You get out of the maze.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I would like the idea of it. One
or
point...
not on TV, an online thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've never seen Death Race, have you?
No.
Or that one where all the prisoners get put on the island.
Is it called The Island?
Maybe.
No.
But it's got...
Is it real?
No. I wish. I watch that all the time. But it's... It's like a site you can go on. You can go and watch this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think like you might as well televise it. Put it on like pay TV.
No, you can't because it has to go for too long. What if it takes like 2 months for someone to find the exit?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But that's okay. Like Big Brother took months.
Yeah, that was 3 months. That.
90
yeah,
days. Yeah, yeah. Big Brother's 90 days always.
At some point, can the maze go underground?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, you could have like all these crazy different
things. You kind of want that. You want it to be kind of like... Oh, you've reached the end, but if you look under this right rock, you find a button, and now you can access the underground of the maze.
So, Jack, your original idea was just have a big maze. Was that it?
Yeah.
two acres of maze.
A big, good maze.
A big, good maze.
Hard.
That you're in for quite a while.
Yes,
I was thinking of it as kind of like, the kind of thing where you pay a certain amount of money, a bus comes, picks you up, maybe a helicopter or something... drops you in the middle of the maze.
No, because then
corporate
you can,
bonding.
Then you can, like, if you put a Rain Man type in there, he's going to be like, and then walk straight out as soon as he gets dropped on.
That's true.
We avoid Rain Man by when they get on the helicopter or when they're about to, somebody drops a whole bunch of pens. Mm. And if somebody's like 46 pens, we're like, mate, you're out.
You know, all mazes can be solved by touching the wall and just walking along the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe I have some sections that change, you know.
Or if you just can always take the right, you'll eventually get out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's why it needs to be big as well.
Well, that was one of my questions is can you move the maze or can the maze change in the middle of the game somehow? Can it be, you know.
I think if it's what I said.
Yeah.
Then yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you'd want it even for like a camp or a training exercise. You'd kind of want like the fun of the maze shifting on you. That's difficult to organize, but I think it'd be pretty cool to do.
And can there be like trapdoors and...
Yeah.
A trapdoor is how you get into the underground.
Yeah, you want it to be a shock.
What
for
about
them to...
threats?
What, like a lion?
Yes.
I mean, if we're televising it online, then yes. If we're putting it on TV, probably no lions.
Well, something you could have.
Yeah.
What about just like a snake? Not a deadly snake, but one that will... Like, it'll hurt if it bites.
What about like something like they have on Big Brother? Like a little room where you go and see the Maze King.
It's just no, the Maze King.
I'm the Maze King.
Welcome to the Maze King's throne.
Yeah, you can tell him all your emotional problems.
But your emotional... you will have a few.
Yeah, but they're not going to be like, man, I'm so mad at like Brian. He's such a dick. You're going to be like, I've been trapped in this maze for 4 days. I'm so hungry. But you would.
What else were you thinking with your maze?
Like, well, yeah, basically like this. So you'd have like challenges. You'd have like trying to get out of the maze wouldn't just be like a straight, you know, it's all hedge. You might have some sections that are like underwater or some sections.
Or like just mud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where it's kind of like.
You can go this way, but you'll have to trench through the mud.
Yeah.
I wonder, it could be a shortcut.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I was thinking, how great is this for if you win a challenge or something? Someone gives you like a chainsaw. That has only like a little bit of fuel left in it. So you can just tunnel in one direction to try and get out of the maze. I mean, that's not great because you're going to be like, where am I? Mm. But it's funny the things that I think would be good.
But what if someone gets the chainsaw and finds another contestant?
Then I have to shut the whole thing down.
No, you film it on an island out in the middle of nowhere, so it's legal.
Okay, so this has become blood sports.
Yes,
now.
And I'm so for it.
Okay.
It could be like, what's that stupid show where people have like an obstacle course? It's on television.
Survivor?
Wipeout.
Oh, yeah, there could be sections of it like that where you can't get across the moat.
Yeah, yeah. I think I want sections like that where it's like...
Don't they call them Ninja now?
I think it's American Ninja Warrior. Is another one.
Ninja Maze.
That's not like Wipeout, though.
Yeah.
No. Wipeout's for goofy American.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of having, like, I don't know, maybe you have a moat that's, like, got quite a fast current in it, and it's like, you need to swing across on a rope, but if you don't, you fall in the maze.
You go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back like five steps.
Crocodiles in the moat?
Yeah, well, look, if it's going to be a blood sport, I might as well put crocodiles in the mode.
If you don't have real crocodiles, you could have things that feel a bit like a crocodile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, absolutely. When you just feel a bit of something on your leg.
Even if it's just a sign that says, look out, crocodiles. Yeah. That's enough.
You got to believe there are crocodiles in
You could have in the maze kind of these things where you can choose to believe it or not. Mm. So some of them are going to be real, and you never know which ones are going to be real or not.
That'd be so cute. They'll get to the crocodile one and go, they wouldn't really put crocodiles.
Oh, my God. What's the reward? So, okay, so for my camp, it was just you there for the fun. It was almost like orienteering.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's going to be blood sport, then why would I jump in? Why am I like, huh?
Money.
So the reward of getting out first is
money.
A substantial amount of cash.
Could there be like helpful creatures as well as dangerous creatures?
Like yes, a helpful creature.
A loyal dog.
Several gnomes.
The red gnomes who just guide you.
Yeah, you can put a dog in, I guess. I mean, I don't know. If I'm trapped in the maze, I'm probably eating that dog instead of like...
Are you?
Well, if I've not had food for a long time, you know. Because if it's Ryder's blood sport version, then it seems like the kind of thing where you just drop them in with nothing and they just have to make do.
Yeah.
I don't like the blood sport.
All right, well, no blood sport, just like... Survivor sort of.
Yeah, a bit dangerous. Yeah. A bit
but
of
like,
danger.
Kind of like proper, like, you know, you got Survivor, but like so much of it is fake.
Mm. Yeah.
We're talking like man versus wild, more like.
And no head cams, like the diary talks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all, no camera crew as well. So it's all, it's like Big Brother, how it's got just the set cameras and everyone has a microphone on them.
Would you do like challenges occasionally? Like,
I think so.
Yeah, challenges for awards.
I think it'd be the kind of thing where maybe you're like, we broadcast it across the entire maze. Like, this is a challenge for you now. Like, oh, somewhere in the maze nearby you is a this.
Yeah, yeah.
You have, this amount of time to find it and receive a reward.
Mm. Mm.
What do you think about corporate sponsors? Because I do like the idea of somebody having a constant supply of Mountain Dew because they've chosen Mountain Dew.
If the corporate sponsors want to do it.
Yeah.
But you can't
have
too much.
But does that mean they
have
to go, like, every time they have to drink, they go, oh, the great Mountain Dew.
They have to guess where a camera is.
And, like, no matter how much you like Mountain Dew, after, like, 10 litres of it, you're like, Mountain Dew's so great.
You think you could just drink Mountain Dew for several months?
It's awesome.
Can you trade your Mountain Dew for the Kentucky Fried?
Lose your corporate sponsorship, absolutely.
No, KFC and Mountain Dew have an agreement anyway, so.
Yeah, oh, that's true. So you can trade your Mountain Dew for KFC.
But not McDonald's.
Not McDonald's.
McDonald's can trade with Coke. And that's it.
That's it.
It's very funny to imagine a group of people meeting and being like, right, what's your sponsor? Okay. We're going to make some clever trades here so I end up with a full meal. I think if I met the Mountain Dew guy, I probably wouldn't trade anything. I don't like...
What, you don't like it?
What if you had like...
I just want water.
I don't know. Something that's just...
Like Dyson vacuum cleaners or something. The great thing about that is it's a good way to scare other people who are near you in the maze. Tell me if you've been walking along in basic silence for a while, then you just hear like a... I'd run.
I think corporate sponsors makes this too easy.
Yeah, well,
if you've got like just so much KFC in the maze with you, but you're just going to sit there and eat the KFC. You have to be like let's say every person has an online thing, and every time, and people can donate money, and it's to charity or something stupid like that. But every time
something
they
stupid.
Pass, stupid like charity, yeah. Every time they pass like $1,000, they get something.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it.
But
yeah.
People will be getting things all the time.
Well, like, not
if
really.
You think about how many people vote on Big Brother or The Voice and stuff like that.
Well, that was just an example. So what are those? Could be like 10,000.
These people start with nothing.
They start with nothing.
Have they got clothes?
Yeah, they've got clothes. But if they, let's say, you know,
no.
Jim gets $10,000 from his account, we'll send him like a really nice jacket.
Okay.
Oh. Not like just like a suede. I mean like a rain jacket.
Like
a rain jacket with maze. Like, you know, a hood and stuff
but
like
how's
that.
It help him get out of the maze?
It just might protect him from the elements.
Yeah, like it's not like or like a Swiss Army knife.
Mm.
Or,
oh, that makes sense. So
what about this? You know how like so just say it's 100,000 and Jenny has got $100,000, which means that at the next stop she'll have food. We all go, yay, she's got food. No, but when you get there, when you get there, the food is grasshoppers.
No, because that you're making it too, because now it's like a weird shock value.
No, I think just, I like that now she has to eat grasshoppers.
No.
Yeah, like it is food.
You're giving it too much shock value. You're taking it away from the fun of watching people survive. Now it's like, oh, watch her at grasshoppers, a little gross.
So, no, but grasshoppers will be yummy.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Is it Maze Survivor?
Huh?
No.
No.
Maze Survivor.
Instead of nothing on an island, they're on the maze.
That's what
brain.
You're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's too much. You have to make it.
Well, what about,
know,
so say you're in there for 3 months.
That's what I would do. I know it's still your business.
Like, I think it's the group's business now. But say you're in there for 3 months. What are you eating then?
Well, you have to, you know, worry about
what do they do?
Well,
like, let rabbits go every now and again.
Maybe there's like a absolute bare minimum food that you can get.
Pack,
you get like a packet of these like protein bars.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have like four a day, that's enough for you to live and survive and not be like starving all the time. But like, if you want luxuries, you have to wait for your thing.
How do you get people to pay? So is it the kind of thing where, like, say I'm really hungry, I might like look for a camera and be like, "Hey, I'm Jackson. You love me in the maze. Yeah. Remember this maze time?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you could donate money so I can get a chicken?
Or just, you know, be a funny person, talk a lot, and
are you alone though in the maze?
Well, I think you're stuck together, and if you want to team up, you can. Like,
okay,
because I think they'll want that because they always want people to get together.
Yeah.
So episode, like, oh, ships. They're under the maze. Oh, yeah.
If you want to win, you got to team up with someone and become a ship.
Oh yeah, you got to have the people shipping you.
So episode one, paint the scene for me. Where are these people? Are they just like in the middle? They ring a bell and everyone's gonna go.
Yeah,
ding a ding a ding.
So it's I guess it's like welcome to the maze. The contestants are, you know,
Jimmy and
Jenny, Joe. Whatever. I think somebody mentioned that name before. David.
And then how do they know that they've got a sponsor?
Well, they know the rules. They know what happens.
So can they go and check their account?
No.
There'll be checkpoints.
Yeah.
Will there be checkpoints?
Or like, you know, people in like little
huts.
Maybe people can walk. Like workers can walk on the top of the maze and like be like, "Hey, you've got a package or send
stilts."
So they can walk over the maze.
So they can walk over the maze.
It's got
yeah, like
it'll you have, ne- like you need
just
to be
have
able
to stop somewhere.
Yeah. Can you shut up sometimes?
Oh.
I'm trying to talk sometimes, and you just keep crapping on bullshit.
Bullshit.
I'm trying to explain what you said. You asked me a question. I'm trying to explain it, and you're okay. Just talking
right,
shit.
Sorry.
Yeah. Like, obviously, they need to get first aid people out there and stuff. Like, you can't. Yeah. You have to have people standing by.
I like that stilts idea, though. I'm just imagining that something goes terribly wrong and everybody in the maze goes feral and somebody's stilt comes into their section of the maze and they just grab it and yank. Well, eat the guy.
That's what I thought. There could be someone on stilts.
Why would there need to be stilts?
And when you're going to get dropped to Mountain View, the stilt guy can drop it down to you.
But there's
you got a sponsor.
On the top of the maze, there's like walkways.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because otherwise, like, how are you going to get in if somebody gets very sick? Yeah.
But if there are walkways, do the people know?
Or helicopter. You just use helicopter.
You don't want anyone to know that anyone else is there to help them.
Yeah.
Helicopters them.
Yeah. Or like
there's a helicopter.
Drones, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, drones.
Like Amazon fox. Drones. Flying fox.
But then it only goes in one direction. You have to like aim really well. But if you like give it over too far and someone else gets it, like, fuck yeah.
But I also had another idea.
Yeah.
You know where you go to like the tropical forest and you go up on the walkways?
Yeah.
Up above the forest. And you said you could go underground in the maze.
Yeah.
Could you also go up? So that's part of the maze.
That's bad though. Then you've got a view of the maze.
Yeah. That's the only problem.
But maybe they're tunnels up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But then you don't really know you're above. You
sky
might as well
tunnels.
Might as well be below ground.
Yeah, well, this is the whole thing. It's a maze. You don't know where you are.
Well, I think that's also a good reward where they're like, I don't know, somebody comes up with like, I don't want to use stilts again because it made Ryder mad, but something that can make you raise you up to be like, you have, you know, 40 seconds.
To look.
You
get a peak, yeah.
Yeah.
What about carrier pigeons come in with your stuff?
You'll upset Ryder. Look at his snarly face.
Again, I feel like people are going to be
stalks.
Eating those pigeons.
Yeah.
But there'll be doors in the maze.
Okay, so you're just walking along. So you're a contestant.
Yep.
You're walking along the maze. Some random guy pops out of a door and says, "You've been sponsored by Mountain
It happens
View.
When you're asleep.
Yeah.
You wake up and there's like 10 crates of You go, I must be sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Yes.
It's very funny if you don't know that that's you got sponsored or that's an option. And you just wake up, you're like, what the fuck?
What would you want to be sponsored by? In the maze, if you were a contestant, name one company you'd want to be sponsored by.
Melbourne Water.
No, because I think water's got to be
human
right.
Yeah,
Melbourne
yeah.
Water, is that just like...
But that, yeah, that,
well,
that
I'm imagining the mazes in Melbourne.
Yeah,
I want water.
It's tough to think. Like, I want to say like McDonald's or KFC or something because I think they're the kind of people that would sponsor me, and the food will be ready made. You know, what's a pizza brand? Or like a nice restaurant?
Domino's.
No,
not Domino's.
No, I think you want something healthy.
God. Yeah, yeah, that's
you want
what
like
I
something full
too.
Of energy, like Scroggin. The Scroggin company.
Yeah. Like yeah, dark wow. chocolate.
Yeah, dark yeah. Chocolate. It's going to sustain you. It's got a lot of, yeah. Mm. I'm trying to think. I feel like there's got to be like a right answer here of like somewhere that, because I keep wanting to be like a company. That
Subway.
Subway.
Subway'd be all right.
Because you got everything. You got lettuce, you good got food.
You don't have to eat the bread.
Yeah.
Bread, oh, Subway bread's delicious though. Italian herbs and cheese. Come on.
That is good. Honey oat for if you need a, you know, breakfast sub.
Yeah. What are you going to do if like a mining company sponsors you or something?
Well, then you're just shit out of luck. You might get a pick. That's pretty cool.
Or a little helmet with a light on it. But those could be good in the dark.
Yeah, well, those are the things that I think you don't think would be useful, but really would.
Well, you've got to adapt. If you get the mining company.
Imagine if you've got a torch.
A porch?
Torch.
Oh,
a torch, yeah. A torch would be great.
You need a torch.
Yeah. At first, I thought you said, imagine if you got a Porsche.
Sponsored. So what are you going to do if a hairdresser sponsors you?
You're going to have amazing hair as you make your way through the maze. I like the idea of stealing someone else's sponsorship. If they come to you on drones or something and you just steal their Mountain Dew and Mountain Dew's like, we don't sponsor this guy. You may see him drinking Mountain Dew on the show, but we don't sponsor him. What are the kind of challenges?
That would be actually really good advertising.
What?
Like just say the guy that everyone hates steals the Mountain Dew, right? Okay, so there's Trish. Mm. We love Trish. She's so sweet and funny.
I'm a Trish ad. I'm a Trisha. I love her. Love it a bit.
She's got the Mountain Dew. You go, good, she's got the Mountain Dew. That's all you care. You don't hear about Mountain Dew again. You couldn't care less about it. But then when Nigel, the bastard, steals the Mountain Dew, Dew has to keep saying, I'm sorry, we don't sponsor them. Like Mountain Dew, that's good advertising.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
great, yeah.
In many ways, Mountain Dew wants Nigel. Yeah.
That's a problem.
What do you mean?
Corporate sponsors, no one likes them.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
One watches like KFC sponsored Big Brother and it annoyed everyone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, because there were
ads all the time.
Ads for KFC. There was like heaps of people were against it. The vegans in the house were like, ooh, don't like. Pamela Anderson went on it, but she didn't want it because she's a vegan, didn't want that. So I don't think you can have
what about
sponsors.
This? What
and
about
it would seem very fake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
What about this? You might hate this, but so what if the people in the maze are like people from mom and pop stores? So you run a restaurant with your family.
I hate it.
Yeah, I thought you might.
But it's your business.
Is it?
Why have you taken that over?
I just like it. And
you just like the
idea. His idea was literally just a big maze.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't have much.
I like the idea of people having to get like enough points.
Yes, I like a
from the fans. So you have to be thinking about the fans
and what you could do to get a point.
Well, yeah,
I was thinking for challenges. What if they're fan suggested?
Oh. Yeah.
So you're like the fans. Like, we'll give you this many points if you do this.
Yeah,
or, you know, or if you, I don't know, I don't know. Really,
yeah, I like challenges.
Yeah,
but and then maybe with your points, you can like do a little shop.
Especially because no, you can't do that. You can't.
Can you only get one thing?
Yeah, I think, or like a package that comes by a drone or something.
From some sort of company.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, there's a little package that has like a bit of everything.
So like a gift basket?
Little hamper.
Yes.
Yeah. You'd be wrapped. How wrapped would you be after a month?
I got a nice jam. Yes.
When you're hungry, everything tastes good. It could be full of dry biscuits and you'd be wrapped.
Yeah. Oh, man. Christmas hamper. Such a funny thing to get. Bit of ham, jam, some shortbread. That's great. Some gingerbread, man.
Cracker.
Sweet. Dry crackers.
How are you going to carry this big swag of stuff around
with
you?
Well, I think each person, you get like a thing
at the
start.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a trolley. Like a nice backpack, the water bottle. And there'd have to be like drink taps around every 10 corners so that no one just.
I love the idea of a trolley.
just
going over that bumpy, dirty bit when you're under the clunk,
dragging
clunk.
A trolley.
A bit where
back up
like,
the stairs.
What if you like
through the tunnel.
You ran into something like awkwardly got to move your trolleys around. If you had a trolley, there's like what about thieves?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Like, what happens if I have my bag and I've taken it off to go to sleep? Somebody steals it. Are there repercussions or is it just like...
I think it's fair game, but
are
there'll
you
be...
filming absolutely everything?
Yes.
24
hours.
You have to.
A legal right. A requirement for those type of shows.
That they film everything that goes on.
They have to.
Yeah.
In Big Brother, the only place they don't film is a toilet, but there is a camera in there anyway.
Right, just in case. They suspect something.
I think they're not allowed to broadcast the toilet, but there are people watching it.
There's another show. But
it's 24 hours of all the Big Brother toilet broadcasts on one DVD.
Tell you what, people are watching that.
Oh,
sure.
God, yes.
That's such a strange. It'd be boring. It's just a lot of people pooping.
Like, I know, but you know.
No, what I assume is just
there would
one
have been
angle.
So much wanking in Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, that's
just
true.
Every day. It'd be a line.
So you'd be filming. So thieves are just fair game. But any physical violence, we probably have to pull
them
out.
Yeah. You have to have rules. Yeah.
Maybe the rule has to be you can steal, but you have to leave them like enough for like a day's worth.
Yeah, that's true. No, but because otherwise they might starve.
I think you should be able to steal, but it's going to, you'll lose something. You'll lose like 2 points.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Or like the last thing that you got with your points.
Oh, that's good. So if you're really hungry, you're going to be willing to lose your points.
Yeah, for someone else's food.
Maybe it's money. Like, so right now at the beginning, if you get out of the maze, you win $1 million. But every time you steal, you lose $10,000.
No, it'd have to be more. It'd be like 50 grand.
Yeah, I think that's good. Because
otherwise, but people would be like, 500,000's fine. Yeah. Just steal 20 things, that'd be really good. Hungry.
But that's kind of how great to watch. Is somebody's like, you're like, they should. And they're going to lose so much money, but they steal a protein bar. And you're like, those idiots.
I know.
And what if you get down to your last 50 grand? You're like, I don't even care anymore. I just climb up the wall.
Go home.
Grab somebody's bag. You have to turn to your shoulder. I'm good. Drone me out. I'm done.
I really want to watch this show.
I think it's very appealing. Is it?
You know what? You're not going to need any money. You'll need a lot of time. Because how long does it take to grow a maze?
Are you interviewing the people that go in this show?
I think there'd be auditions and all that.
Yeah.
You know.
Why?
Because I'm worried. What about if you get someone that gets sponsored by like Jimmy's Gun Store and goes feral and just takes over the maze?
Well, that's why we've got the people on walkways or stilts to just scoop him up and take him out of it. No, thank you. Yeah, look, people going feral is something that we're going to have to, like, keep an eye on. Because I think even in a show like...
It's the same thing, you know. There's got to be... There's laws. It's still illegal to kill. Yeah, doesn't matter if you're in the maze or not.
Like guys with branches stuck all over them.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
Leaning up against them, watching all the time.
You can't find Jimmy because he's sometimes part of the maze and then he pops out.
I was thinking like guards or something.
That's so scary guards. To be like, you're like, I don't know, going to do something shifty and he just out of the bush. You will lose points. Oh, my God. It's very easy to imagine people being like, I am part of the maze.
Yeah.
The maze is me.
But that'd be the best part of watching it. Watching the people lose their shit.
So they will go crazy.
Well, they do how long like fake rain sometimes.
Yeah, I was imagining you. Well, I was imagining you just put it, you know, outside somewhere. So that there might be rain.
Mosquitoes.
You kind of
imagine if you put it out.
Imagine
like,
if you got Aragard in a package. You'd be so happy.
And what are they sleeping in? Are they just sleeping out?
Just sleep outdoors and you can get a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe that's one of your things you can buy with
points.
You can buy with
points. Otherwise, you just sleep on the ground.
Well, maybe they'll have to. Because you want to watch them rough it. Imagine, what I keep thinking with our, like, you do something shifty or you steal or whatever and you lose points is somebody, like, you don't know how much you've lost and then you
what they're going to take off you.
Yeah. Imagine coming out at the end and you're like, I won. And they're like, and you've won $2,000.
That's what do you win? No one knows.
Or like, let's say you've got a sleeping bag, a flint so you can have a fire.
Yeah.
You steal something, you don't know what they're going to take. And then someone comes up and is like, we have to take your sleeping bag. You're like, fuck.
Oh, man.
Hoping it would be the flint.
You'd be so angry. Yeah. You'd be so unhappy.
You wouldn't steal.
Especially
I don't think anyone would
steal.
Out of it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just got one Mountain Dew.
I know, $500,000 muesli bar.
It's killer.
But it would be good if you started off with like bare provisions and $1 million.
Mm.
And then on your way, you could either do things to gather more provisions for more comfort.
Yeah.
Or use up some of your money.
Mm. Yeah. If you could be
I don't like that though because it gives you, like, it makes you able to make yourself better. It gives you power.
And so if you don't care about the money, you can just go straight
through.
Yeah,
like you can just, or you, even if you do, but you can just buy things and just, I don't like that.
But just so you go, okay, I'm going to give up $10,000 for a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Mm.
But later on, you can possibly get that $10,000 back by doing something
else.
I
don't like it.
See, I do, because I think watching somebody make that sacrifice would be great. Watching somebody toy with the idea of, like, is it worth it? Okay, I'm going to do it. And being like, oh, my God, they've lost.
And even watching the point, like, you could see some guy going through going, nah, this is going to pay my mortgage, my wife, my kids, you know. I've been away from them for 3 months. And then getting to the point where their brain is fucked and they're not thinking about it anymore. They're just like, I just want a blanket. I don't care about it.
This whole, like, reality TV show feels like it could be from, you remember that period of reality TV in, like, the early 2000s where it seemed really, really lawless, where they could be like, hey, this guy, you think he's a millionaire, but he's just a plumber. Fuck you.
I just did that recently, it was like they said he was a yoga teacher, but he wasn't a yoga teacher. Was that Survivor?
I mean, like,
so he was doing all this yoga with them on the beach.
How dare he claim he's a yoga teacher?
I wonder they all did their backs in.
But it's very funny because the kind of show I was talking about was like, here's 16 women that have come to this mansion because they're going to marry this. But it's so great because at first I thought you were like, there's a show where it's like 16 women have come to this mansion because this man is a yoga instructor. But really, like, I work in finance. This is, the women are going to be so shocked.
I'd watch that too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'd watch that to be like, there's 16 women that really want to get with a yoga instructor. That's not hard.
I've just had another idea, but I can't have it.
Why not?
Because we're in the middle of this business.
No, well,
but it's okay. Another show.
Just save it for another show.
What?
Save it for another show.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's something to look forward to. There
we'll
you go.
What happens.
So, yeah, writer's right. I'm going to need a lot of time to grow the maze because I don't know if you can just supplant hedges.
You can.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
It won't take that long.
Then I don't need to grow the maze. I probably need to construct it still. So it's going to take me like maybe 5 years to get it all set up.
No.
No.
A year?
6 months.
A year, yeah.
All right. I'm going to need a lot of money to buy the property. To buy the, like,
equipment.
Yeah, and
mechanical shit, all the cameras.
Yeah. We could just be Channel 10.
Yeah, wow.
No, it's online. It has to be online. No.
Right.
Why does it got to be online?
Because what if no one gets out for 2 years?
Well, I think people just will. I think you can't
people
make
will be ringing the police and go, have you been watching this?
I think a reality TV show kidnapped my husband.
But if you make it like,
but what about
like with TV stations, they get a contract for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So if like, what if no one's out by that time?
Well, I mean,
or only like two of them are out and they're still like,
then
some
they
people
just
in there.
Help them.
Yeah,
then that's what always happens.
I can see a family that's got an annoying uncle that actually wants to keep them in.
Can you please keep the show going?
They keeps inviting him in and saying, you know.
We don't want him to come home.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the money will come from, like, even though we won't be like, oh, corporate sponsors, we'll give you a KFC. You'd still probably get stuff like, you know. Oh, the food has been provided by X company.
Yeah.
In terms of like money. So,
HelloFresh.
Yeah, HelloFresh, exactly.
Mm.
So, how much money do you think I need? A lot.
A lot.
You need a few million.
Yeah.
10 million.
10 million.
10 million, you reckon, is what I'd be looking for? Would you green light?
All my ideas are in there. If it's my show, not for just your big maze.
Well, let's do them both.
Big good maze.
All right. So for the big maze, which I'm gonna, it's gonna be
so
a
what
lot.
Are you down the road from each other, or is it the one maze?
This is say I'm not gonna make the
yours
reality.
Is your maze is just my maze when it's like there's no TV show.
Yeah,
like,
it hasn't started
in
yet.
The off season.
Yeah. In the off season, but okay, for just a big maze, would you invest?
Yeah,
like an adventure camp maze.
Yeah. All right, okay. And for a reality TV show maze,
absolutely.
A TV show in my head, I've always had is called The Big Maze. Yeah. Like I'm going on The Big Maze.
No, it'd be just maze.
TBM
maze.
I'm going on maze. I'm gonna be on maze. Watch me on maze.
Yeah,
I like The Big Maze. I'll accept your changes, right, if we can keep the name, right. The Big Maze.
I don't even like the Big Maze. I'd find some weird Latin name for maze and make it all fancy and weird.
La Maze.
La Maze.
La Maze.
People would be like, that's a very strange. Is it anything to do with? No? Okay, cool. Yeah, so you'd invest in the Big Maze?
Yes, you got my money.
Would you watch the Big Maze?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love it.
Would you go on the Big Maze?
Yes.
What about you guys?
Wouldn't go on. I might watch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go on, but I might watch. I will watch. Absolutely. And if someone hears our awesome business, your awesome business.
Thank you.
They have to let Ryder go on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. He doesn't have to audition. He just gets to go on.
No, I get to run it. I'd prefer to run it.
You would be ruthless. Ryder would steal all the time.
Yeah, I reckon.
No, I wouldn't like to go on it. You're... I'd like to be the big master that's making everything
You'd like
happen.
To be King Maze.
Yeah. I'd like to be like, nah, gonna move this wall here. You're too close to the finish line. Gonna cut off your water supply.
Are you Big Maze? Like when they come in to, when they come in to talk about
I sit
feelings.
In like a fake tree up in the top watching over everyone. Like, what's his name? Christoph?
Yeah.
Can you be nearly at the finish and get dragged right back to the beginning?
I think that's pretty rude.
What do you have to do to
incur that? You could destroy somebody doing that.
Yeah, I don't like that because then it makes it.
Well, then it's kind of like you as being made
sort of
manipulated.
No, but it's like, you know, we're manipulating who wins and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I think they'd only have to be shift. We can only move things that are in the inner part. If you're on the outside part close, we can't do anything. Yeah. You've made it.
Imagine this, though, as a movie. This happens, they set up the Big Maze, and then they're like, they're not letting anyone go. It's been a year. Yeah. Big Maze, Ryder Bailey, has trapped them. We have to send in some people to try and get them out
of the
Big Maze.
That would be cool, and like if no one knew where it was as well.
And the maze actually keeps growing, and then there's like a whole society of like maze people, and that becomes their universe.
All I know is the maze.
All I know is I was born in the maze.
I was born in the maze. I'll die in the maze. Don't take me to the outside.
Yeah.
There'll be all
and
maze
we're still
folklore.
Watching the show like 1,000 years later.
Turn on the maze. See what that maze society is getting up to. Yep, still in the maze.
There'll be little the kids Jew. Like from Mad Max telling all the maze to
worshipping
the Stilton Manon.
Yeah, the Stilton Man. Back in the backpack day. Some say there's place beyond the maze. Hush, child. There's only the maze. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
It's been amazing. I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business. That was just good mazes.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.